This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Robert Liu, a pulmonologist at Memorial Care Medical Group's primary care office on Bellflower Boulevard in Long Beach. And he's here today to talk to us about COPD. Welcome, Dr. Liu.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, what a pleasure to have you. Every day we see commercials on TV about medications for COPD. So, sir, what exactly is COPD?
Well, COPD is a chronic disease where it's mostly caused by smoking, where your lungs become weaker and it creates an airflow obstruction. So basically what happens is patients get a really asthma-like disease where they can't move air very well.
And how serious is COPD?
It's a very serious disease. Most patients with COPD, number one, they don't realize that they have COPD, and what you see is that they adjust their lifestyle and to the point where they're almost doing nothing because they get so short of breath with walking.
That must be very frustrating.
It is frustrating for the patients, but I think it's also a very underdiagnosed disease out there because people don't tend to tell their doctors that they're just doing less and less and they're getting more short of breath doing stuff.
Do they think maybe they're just getting old? Or
Part of it is that, and because a lot of the COPDers are actually smokers, they feel like it's probably just because the smoking is causing all this problem. But at the same time, they're having a hard time quitting smoking. And so they tend not to bring this up to the doctors because of the social stigma associated with smoking.
Okay. So what are some of the early signs and symptoms of COPD?
Most people will find that they have difficulty with exertion. So as they're climbing stairs, they get more winded, and you know they can't do their housework as much because they get tired easily doing so. And in some cases, they would actually have these wheezing, which is a whistling sound, when they get short of breath.
I see. So that's in the beginning, but what are the long-term health effects?
Well, the long-term health effects are actually quite severe. Patients with COPD can get so short of breath that they would require oxygen because they have such severe lung disease. And some patients get so debilitated that they can't even walk anymore, that they would require scooters or electric wheelchair for mobility, and they can hardly do any of their daily activities.
Wow. Okay, that's all the bad stuff. Now let's get into the good stuff. How is COP treated these days?
Yeah. So the good news is there are a lot of treatments out there, and most of these treatments are with inhalers. It's a disease very similar to asthma, so I try to explain it to my patients. Well, you kind of have a very asthma-like disease, except your lung damage is usually caused by smoking. COPD can actually also be caused from wood-burning stove and chemical inhalants as well. So the main treatment is a medication called albuterol, which is the same inhaler that the asthmatics use. And this is an inhaler that opens up the lung so that there's no obstruction. Mm-hmm. And there are several other inhalers out there. There's short-acting forms of it, long-acting forms of it. And then there's steroids that we could use to help the patient breathe a little bit better, just like asthma. And recently, there's actually a new pill out there that's just a once-daily pill that you can take to open up your lung.
Really?
Yes.
And what's that pill?
That medication is called Reflumilast, which it's still relatively new out in the market. But in the old days, we used to give theophylline for people with COPD, but it has a tremendous amount of side effects. It's really hard to use. And this is I think of it as kind of a new and improved version of that.
Interesting. And so how should I expect to feel on this pill as opposed to taking nothing at all for COPD?
So most patients feel a lot better in terms of their exercise capacity. They feel like they could do more with it. They get less short of breath. They feel like they can walk further with it. And just the general sense of well-being is better with these inhalers.
Okay, so an inhaler and a pill, and then what should they know about side effects?
In terms of side effects, the main side effects that most people get with these short-acting bronchodilators is that they get sometimes very jittery with it. Mm-hmm. The same receptor is also inside the heart that these medications act on, and basically it can inadvertently make your heart rate go faster, and so people feel a little bit jittery while okay. they're on the medication.
Okay. You mentioned wood-burning stoves. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? Because
right.
that's a new thing.
Yeah, it is a new thing, and I think COPD had traditionally carried a stigma because it's predominantly smoking-related disease. So people tend to say, well, you know, you did this upon yourself because of smoking. But more and more, as we research into this disease, we're seeing a lot of third-world country people who had never smoked, who their predominant method of cooking is biofuels. So they use mm-hmm. coal, wood, and they actually get COPD from these smoke-related damage from these wood-burning stove or the biofuels. And in fact, it's actually becoming quite a bit of a problem in the third world country.
Is there any way to reverse the damage to your lungs once they are damaged?
So currently, we still don't have a good way to reverse damages inside the lung, and that's across all lung disease. Mm-hmm. So we can make the lung function a lot better with these medication, but it doesn't reverse the damage that's done. In mm-hmm. fact, what we could work on with people who have significant debilitation from COPD is actually working on the muscle, and it's what's called pulmonary rehabilitation. Basically, you can't fix the damage that's done in the lung already, mm-hmm. so you're constantly having a lower supply of oxygen, but you can actually train your body to use oxygen more efficiently.
I see. Is there any research going on about lung scarring and maybe with stem cells?
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of research going into it, and part of it is because this new buzz of stem cell is one day going to fix everything. Unfortunately, the research for stem cell is quite complex because we haven't figured out how to make it do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. There is a research out there on stem cell for the treatment of COPD, and unfortunately, the results were not positive. There's not any significant difference in reversing the damage that's inside the lung with stem cell. However, that's not to say that further research down the road won't say otherwise, but with the technology we have right now with stem cell, we're not quite there yet.
So far, we're not there. Too bad. Okay, so let's get into the things that we can do to prevent COPD.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of preventing COPD, avoiding smoking any type of chemical irritants are very, very important. I think smoking is probably the number one cause of COPD, so you can also get this from secondhand smoke. So removing you from that environment or physically quit smoking yourself is the most important thing in terms of preventing COPD.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, wood-burning fires.
Yes, that's correct. And for those people who actually have a profession that they deal with volatile chemicals that you could potentially inhale easily, observing occupational safety with respirators are absolute must. Okay. And that goes with firefighters, painters, aerospace workers who actually work with volatile chemicals.
Okay. So chemicals, wood-burning smoke, cigarette smoke, hookah pot. I mean, does it cover all kinds of smoke?
We don't quite know exactly what is in the smoke that caused it, but it seems like if you use a cleaner biofuel that doesn't create as much black soot, mm-hmm. Those patients tend to not get COPD when they have cleaner biofuel. So we think it's probably, in terms of smoke, it's probably related to the impurity that caused the soot in the smoke.
This has been wildly, wildly interesting to me. I really appreciate you coming on the show. If our listeners want more information on chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, what mm-hmm. should they do?
Well, the American Lung Association actually has a great website for educating patients on COPD. Mm-hmm. And I think that's education is a very, very important and integral part of patients' care. The more they understand about the disease, the better they can help themselves. And I think the American Lung Association has a great website to actually educate the patient. And that's just not on just COPD, but also on the other lung disease, such as asthma, pulmonary fibrosis, and all the other lung disease that you might hear of.
I'll go ahead and give that address. It's www.lung.org. www.lung.org. Or the Center for Disease Control also has a wonderful website at www.cdc.gov. Thank you so, so much, Dr. Liu, for being on the show today.
All right. Thank you very much.
To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.